Hey guys, welcome back to Slightly Spiritual, your weekly dose of spirituality, pop culture, all of the things. So today it's a solo episode just with myself and Cindy, and we have a lot of great stuff to talk about.
Yeah, it's gonna be a lot of topics, but we're gonna make it all fit. It's gonna all flow. I'm excited.
Yes. I think it definitely will. And I'm also so excited because we had so many people DM us their signs and symbols that they've seen recently. So I'm excited to share some of those. And then before we get started, because I want to backtrack quickly to,
We're
let's
already
be
backtracking,
honest,
and we're
and
like 2 minutes
Cindy,
in.
and 2 minutes in, I'm always backtracking. I'm always like, let's backtrack for a minute chronically. So I went this weekend. I did like a quick trip to Austin with one of my really close girlfriends. And last night we're going through security through TSA, and the guy in front of me is wearing a black zip up with 777 embroidered on the sleeve.
No,
And
that
I,
did not happen.
yes, and I could not
Did you take a picture?
get a
That would have
photo
probably
of
been
it.
weird.
No, and I
Oh.
tried. And this guy, it was somebody that was probably like in his 60s.
My
Like,
God.
I was like, this is not a man that's gonna think, like, be kind if I'm like, ooh, let me take a photo of your sweatshirt. He's like,
Oh my
why are
God.
you taking photos of me and I don't know you? But I was dying, and it's so funny because so it's the second time I've seen like a chronicle of seven in the last couple of days, and I'm like, it was clearly Kristen's sign on the podcast, but you've been seeing it. Now all of a sudden I'm seeing it. And I'm like, what, like, why all of a sudden is it? I'm like, what are they trying to tell us?
Well, as I said on the podcast, a refresher, sevens are all about partnerships, relationships, and this full moon eclipse is in Libra, which is about balance and relationships versus self. And so I also feel like it's not a coincidence that we're seeing all these sevens right around the time that we're receiving like energy upgrades, so to speak, around relationships. And sevens represent like not and think not just relationships like your partner, but like friendships, you know, pets, kids, family, bosses, coworkers. It's all the ships, right? So those are all coming
Love
into
that.
play. And that's what the number seven represents. And I think it's just partnerships in terms of like collaborating on things. You know what I mean? Like doing things in a different, think about doing things in a different way or partnering with someone that you wouldn't normally think to, or you know, it's all about how we're really more connected than we think we are in this day and age.
Oh my gosh, I love that. Love that. Okay, so I know we have been talking about, and we touched on it in our last kind of mini episode, but you and I have been talking a lot about like manifesting success, manifesting abundance, calling it in. So I want to go back to when you were manifesting an opportunity, like you had with, like, let's be honest, the things that you used or like the things that you did to call that in. And I know one of those things was post-it notes, which I love because it's accessible to everybody. I do it too. I literally like stop taking my post-it notes down when people like come to my house and they like read them and they're like, what is this? Because I keep them. I have some, I'll have to take some photos and post them on Slightly Spiritual Instagram story, but I have one, I have like a little altar in the windowsill near my bed that I keep them. And then I also have post-it notes right next to my Keurig, next to my coffee maker, so that it's the first thing I see every morning when I go downstairs, just when I'm kind of like still in that subconscious like state. So I'm reading it then. So I want to talk a little bit about your manifesting success and like maybe talking about like a handful of things that you did within that that are like, I feel like adaptable to everybody's day-to-day life.
Yeah. And so I was looking at my notes recently. I don't know where my notebook went now, but over the weekend about like stuff that I was journaling on even at the beginning of the year. And it's so funny, like some of the things that I wrote down are like very open-ended because I always believe in like this or something better, but yet specific to like how I want to feel in the future, in this moment. So I think a big thing with manifesting is remember not just writing down like the what you want, but like the why you want it. Like, why do you want this certain thing? Or why do you want a certain amount of abundance and money? Or why do you want to feel this way? Like, what's it going to bring you or give you or provide you, right? And really, like, I say that this all really started probably a year ago, like last March, when I was traveling in Europe and was basically my lease was up in Chicago. And I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do. And I just knew I couldn't stay there. Like, I just was really unhappy, which we're going to talk about later. But just most of my friends had like moved or gotten married, were having kids. It was just sort of like happy for them. I love it. Just not where I'm at in my life. And I was like, what do I do? Like, I'm like very lonely here. And so a year ago is when I decided not to renew my lease. And then I was like, well, I don't know where I'm going yet. But then I decided on New York, moving back to New York. And then that's when I feel like it really started like kicking everything off, is like leaping in the net will appear. I wanted to expand to a new city. That was part of my intention of moving, is bringing my business, not like forgetting about Chicago, because I go back at least once a quarter, but expanding it to New York. And that was part of my intention of moving, was to bring Revealing Soul to new cities or a new city. And so again, that was something I planted the seeds for literally a year ago, probably on the spring equinox. And then literally a year to the day is when the podcast with Kristen happened to be released. Although I don't believe in coincidences, I only believe in synchronicities, but it got literally released the same day that I set those intentions of, I want to be in more cities and reach more people. Right. So sometimes it takes a while. Like, that took a whole year just for that. And really it was like 5 years of building my business and my brand, and a whole year of like relocating and like, getting settled in a new city and being open to trying new things and talking to new people and all that stuff. So my point is, it's not just about what you're seeing in the moment when it's being sort of like, I don't want to say realized, but being like brought into your reality. But it's about all those times before that where you like feel like nothing's working or stuff's not working out. Like, there were so many conversations and meetings I was supposed to have and all this other stuff that just kind of kept falling through. And I was like, okay, like people in New York or people in other cities. And I was like, well, you know, I don't like to force things. When it's meant to be, it will be. So, lots of journaling, lots of intention setting, lots of like holding space, lots of saying no to things that I knew, like saying no to Chicago. Not, I mean, obviously I'm going to come back once a quarter, but basically being like no to my lease. Like, I don't want to be here anymore. Yeah. I want to do something different. I want to be in a new city. So that's another big key, I think, for manifesting, is you really have to like have faith to say no to the things you don't want to do, so that you can say yes when the things do show up that you do want to do. And it takes a lot of faith to say no to something that you're like, well, I could use the money, or I could really use this or that. But I just like, my gut was just like, I can't do this anymore. Like, I can't do Chicago anymore. I can't do this type of event anymore or whatever. So, those are some of the behind the scenes things. I mean, I also silly, like changed my, it's hidden on Instagram. I changed my thing to public figure, 'cause I was like, well, I want to be a public figure one day. I want to like people to like, I want people to be like, I want to normalize mediumship for people. Like, I want it to be something cool that, you know, you're, again, I think we talked about this last one, but anyone can have access to it, or at least be aware of it. So yeah, so that was another thing I changed in the background, which was kind of fun. We had a whole sit down around like, what do we want for the future for Slightly Spiritual, and really talked about it. And we're like, well, we don't know how this is happening, but this is what we dream we want. And then we just kind of, you go back to your day to day, but you keep that in the back of your head of like, oh yeah, this is what I want. Is this, and as you're making those decisions in your day to day, you kind of align it with that big long-term dream of like, okay, wait, does this feel like it's bringing me closer to that dream or farther away? Is this something I'm going to want to do once that dream shows up in the future or not? And if the answer is it's not, then you probably shouldn't be doing it today either. Right?
Yes. I completely, completely agree. Yeah, it resonates. And it's, I feel like it's constantly just being cognizant to like constantly check in with yourself and do a gut check before you say yes. I think as a society, we are such a people pleasing society, and we are so afraid to upset people that that's how we get into situations where then like we're doing something and we're like, wait, why am I doing this? I don't want to be doing this. Now I feel resentful about it. And yeah, it's just being like, and I, as a people pleaser myself, that is working on it every single day. It's like just deprogramming that and like being cognizant.
Yeah.
I also love that you lit a candle infused with financial abundance, because I do. I started this 3 years ago. There's a non-toxic candle company based in LA called Florist Lane, founded by actually a fellow woman with Lyme disease who like loved candles, but they started to bother her. She started having a reaction after she contracted Lyme and was like, you know, I'm going to create this company, whatever. But she does custom candles. So once a year in December for the next year, I order a bulk box of custom non-toxic candles that are branded with Maresco PR. And I always set like the scent, because you can do these custom labels, and the scent I always put as abundance. And I keep some for myself. I give some like little ones out to friends, and then I gift them to all my clients. Cause I'm like, okay, all of these people now are lighting candles with Maresco PR on them. And that's like one of my rituals that it's funny. Actually, my husband has also adopted, where every morning we both get up and me in the kitchen, him in his office, we light a candle to start our day and like put white light energy into our day. So I love that you did that too.
Yeah. And you don't have to have a fancy, love the fancy branded candles.
Yeah, you do not have to have a fancy candle.
Right. We're all about making things accessible here. So if you're like, hey, can't afford to get my own branded things, or don't know where to find that, or the ones that you do find are super expensive, which is kind of how it is out there right now, you know, you can just take a regular tea light candle or a little votive candle, like a little, you know, little votive that you can get. I got a bunch on Amazon recently. So cheap.
Yeah.
And either with a, either write on a Sharpie, like abundance on the outside, or you can even just take a, again, post-it notes or piece of paper. These are my, my new
Post-it
life hack.
Sponsor us. Post-it
maybe I need
sponsor
to, maybe I need to get like
to the universe.
Yeah. Or I need posted branded stuff for Revealing Soul at some point. Yes. Anyways, you can just write on there the things that you're manifesting in terms of abundance. Think of also remember, not just money, although money's great, but opportunities for that. Right. And like connections for the right people to bring in clients for more money. You know what I mean? Like, remember to think about the other things besides just money. Cause that's, again, great. We love that journey, but it's about the opportunities, the doors opening, the exposure, whatever. Right. Yeah. And then you can put that underneath the candle. So like you can fold it up and put it under the candle. And as you're lighting the candle, just thinking about that list, and theoretically by the time the candle's like burned all the way down. And again, you kind of want to do this every day. So you'd light it for maybe a few minutes or 15 or 30 and then blow it out and let it just sit in the next day and the next day and the next day. But that's a way to like set an intention around the thing that you're manifesting using a candle.
Yeah.
So you can write on the outside again, love or a that. Piece of paper, and just put it underneath it. Obviously be safe. Like make sure like it's a heat safe thing, you know, be careful.
Yes. Okay, yes. Please be careful.
It's fire safety.
We don't want a fire. Just a little fire.
But just,
on your
you
candle.
Know, if I'm assuming the votive is like in a little glass that then has underneath it, and then you put the, like, don't, you know, I just want to be safe out there.
Yes.
So yeah, those are some of the other things too. Yeah. That's kind of a recent practice for me that I've been doing. Now, granted, some things are a little quicker than others. Like I did one for love and we're still waiting around on that one, but I feel like the opportunities and abundance one is obviously working out amazing right now.
It's lit. Literally. That one's lit. they're just bringing you one great thing at a time.
I know. But you know, the love one I definitely lit before the other one. And yet the other one, see, I don't know, something, some signals got crossed, but that's okay. We're going to just not going to worry about it. We're going to release the expectation and the outcome and just let the universe figure it out.
Yes. The universe will fill in the gaps.
Oh, too funny.
Well, those are all good things I feel like to do at home. So love those things for everybody. And if anybody decides to try those things or light a little candle or put your post-it notes out, we would love to see the practices that you adopt. So feel free to like take a photo, tag us on Instagram, send us a DM about like what you're doing. We want to know and we want to support you in your manifesting journey because we love it. Okay, before we dive into a couple of like pop culture items, I just had a funny story that I wanted to share. So like I said earlier, when we kicked off the episode, was in Austin this weekend with a girlfriend and stayed at Soho House, which was wonderful. Actually cannot recommend enough.
And did you like the new Soho in Austin? Sorry, sidebar.
Yes. Okay. No, I did actually. I loved it. They did a great job. Rooms were beautiful. It's a tiny house with like a tiny pool, which I was not expecting, but it was phenomenal. And the staff was so nice, like, so can't say enough good things. But my really good friend Erin and I shared a room. It's like when we travel a lot together for like quick weekends and like just love to hang out, like very sleepover vibes. But
adult
so it was so
sleepovers, love
funny.
it.
Adult sleepover vibes. And
Should we do a slightly spiritual, like adult sleepover at some point, sidebar? We might have to make this happen.
Yes, I feel like we absolutely. I'm like, why do we stop doing them? I'm like, now we're
I don't
adults.
know.
We have money
Why
to
did
do
we stop?
fun things.
Yeah.
Like go stay in a luxury hotel and like
Right.
have a sleepover and binge watch Netflix. Like,
Oh my God.
what's better
Maybe
than
we're
that?
manifesting this like right now.
I think we are manifesting this. This is our version of a retreat.
This
We're
is.
going to be like, we have a group rate somewhere.
Right.
And it's adult sleepover vibes, and we're all just gonna like binge watch
Oh
like
my God.
Bravo. Like, I don't
Oh
know.
my God. I love this. Like slightly spiritual
So funny.
sleepover.
Yes, slightly spiritual sleepover. People are gonna
Okay.
be like expecting like, you know, some kind of crazy intense schedule, like all these things.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going on a retreat, and we're like, no.
No.
We're watching Summer House at 1 p.m.,
Yeah.
Real Housewives at 5 p.m.
Yep.
Don't know if that's good or bad, but
Oh,
anyway,
that's funny.
so
Okay, sorry. Finish your
very
story.
like adult sleepover vibes. So we're in this room and it's in a new building. Like, this place is not in an old building. And so like the first night we're there, we go to sleep, whatever, and we wake up, and I don't know why Erin and I were up at like 6:15 every morning, and like she's a super early morning person. We would just be like, are you up? Are you up? And the first morning I'm like, are you up? She's like, yeah, are you up? And I'm like, yeah. And she's like, now I see that you're really a witch. And I was like, what? She's like, you brought my grandfather to me in a dream last night. So she was really, really close with her grandparents. Her grandmother's still alive, thankfully. And her grandfather passed. I want to say it was within the last year, like possibly the last 6 months. She was very close with her grandfather. And it just was like a kind of a weird situation where like he fell in their house and then very quickly passed away.
Aw.
And yeah, and she was like obviously devastated over it, as anyone would be, and
Yeah.
has not like heard or seen him like in her dreams or like whatever yet. And she was like, it gives me goosebumps. She's like, last night my grandfather came to me in a dream. And she was like, we were walking on a street in Nashville, and all of a sudden you showed up with my grandpa. And he basically was like, delivered some messages that I won't share here, but like that really, really resonated with her. And the funny thing was, in the middle of the night, that night, the shower turned itself on.
Stop it.
The shower turns itself on. I get up. Because shit just, I'm like, she's like a sleeper, like she's dead, which I envy. And things like the littlest thing wakes me up. So the shower turns itself on. And I go in the bathroom and I could not get the shower to turn off, no matter what I did. I could not get the shower to turn off. So I just ended up shutting the bathroom door. And by the time we got up, it was off. It had turned itself off.
Okay, that's
And
weird.
yeah. And then so
So
like we
weird.
get up the next morning and she tells me this, and I was like, oh my God, I wonder if like your grandpa was here last night, or like,
Taking a shower.
yeah, isn't that crazy though?
That's so crazy. That's wild. That's so
So
crazy.
yeah, that's my like crazy weird story from
I
Austin.
mean, I'm telling you, when you like, I feel like when I'm traveling, a lot of that stuff happens to me too. Like in a hotel rooms, like when I was getting ready to quit my corporate job, I was asking for a sign in the hotel room I walked into that night.
Yeah.
Like when I first walked in, it was like a suite thing. So like, or like a homestay or whatever, like Homewood Suites. Don't, I
Yeah.
was not saying anywhere like super fancy, but like, you know, like a Hampton Inn Suites or
Yes.
whatever. And like the kitchen light, when it was like blinking nonstop, and I turn
Oh
on,
my
turn off, it
God.
just kept blinking. It wouldn't stop, whatever. I left, I made some decisions, like some conversations happened, and I was like, at dinner over work, and I was like, I'm done. And I came back and it kept going. And then the next morning it stopped. It was fine. Like I turned on, there
Oh
was
my
not
God.
happening. So I was like, what is going on? It was also a hotel room. So yeah, it's crazy stuff happens when I'm like traveling
Yeah.
in rooms. So crazy. Also, wait, there's something else you said I was gonna bring up. You and Aaron. Oh, the witch thing.
Yes.
Can we please, no spoilers here, other than I'm going to talk about Summer House for like a hot sec, but no spoilers. Did you see, I posted to my stories, when Paige was talking to Craig in the car on Summer House about like,
Yes. So
what
I
if I
haven't
just like
seen the
told you I was a
episode yet,
witch?
but
And
I
he's like,
saw
I
the
wouldn't
clip and I was
care.
like, oh my God,
And
maybe
she's like,
she
I wouldn't
is.
date you. I'm like, this is my life. This is the story of why I'm single. I tell people what I tell a guy what I do, and they react like Paige, and they're like, well, I'm not dating you. And then that's the end of that. But then I meet someone like Craig who's like, yeah, whatever. I was dying. I was like, this is literally, I'm like, has she been on all my dates? I'm like, this is literally how all of them go. Literally all of them. And I was just like, I cannot. Anyways, I had to, hilarious. I love the two of them together, sidebar, but they, it was the funniest thing.
They are so, I do love them. They are so funny. I feel like we just have to like manifest a love for you, like Craig, that just is like chill
Yeah.
with what anything.
I know.
Just is like, yeah, do
I
it.
know.
Like, proud of you for being like a badass
So
entrepreneur, you know?
Couldn't, it was just, it was so funny. When you said witch, it made me think of that because it was just like,
oh my God, that is
so
so funny.
funny. Oh my God. Okay.
Yeah.
Next topic. We can.
So, okay, moving into a little bit of pop culture. So, I don't know. I feel like we probably have quite a bit of overlap with Tinks. So she gave an interview this past weekend, and it was all about splinter friendships. So I don't know who's heard of this, and I'll give like a very brief synopsis of it. But splinter friendships is that time period where, like, you know, you're in college with your friends, you're, you know, experiencing probably a lot of like first in life with them, and you're super close, and then you're getting your first job, and you go through all these life experiences together, and then all of a sudden life changes around like 28, 29, 30, where like people start moving away, people get married, people have kids, like just priorities change and your friendships splinter. And I just thought that was a really interesting concept. I've not heard that concept before, and it's absolutely true. I thought it'd be an interesting thing just to touch on today.
Well, I mean, it's funny because that's Saturn return, right? So for, I'm not an astrologer, but we talk about astrology and I know not to be dangerous, but Saturn return is when it's 28, 29, 30, like that age range where Saturn returns to the place in your chart where it was when you were born and you kind of like move into like what your purpose is or like closer to that at least, or like what you're really wanting to be or who you want to show up in the world, right? So it's a big change energetically. And then yes, I feel like that's manifesting in these, what she's calling splinter relationships or friendships, where you just end up going in very different paths. And not that you can't be friends with someone that has kids, obviously, but it's just, you know, those people are probably not going out, you know, at 10 o'clock at night for dinner when they have a kid at home, you know, they're like in bed asleep by then. So it's very real. It's very interesting slash, I don't want to say challenging to navigate, but just maybe challenging to navigate. And I feel like everyone listening is going to be like, oh my God, yes, that's happened to me. And honestly, this is part of the reason why I left Chicago as well, is like, I was looking around and I was like, wait, all of my friends are now like married or have kids or moved to the burbs or moved back home. A lot of people moved during the pandemic, right? To be closer to family or better lifestyle or whatever. Right. So I was like, wait, why am I the only one left here? And why am I like, I have no one to go out with on the weekend? You know, it's just a very different lifestyle. Again, it's that like splintering relationships. And I'm very happy for all my friends and everyone who's doing those things. And as I'm sure everyone listening is for their friends, but it's just, it's different. It's hard. It's a little unique. The other thing with this is I feel like while she sort of focused on like, well, maybe I think she talked about this in the article too, but like, well, this, we're talking about the splintering of the ones that are leaving. I feel like when something, when you make space in your life for something new, it also allows people who are in the same stage as you to come in. And sometimes I feel like people are like, it's hard to make friends when you're older. I'm like, well, I would like to change that narrative and say that it's not so hard. Like, I think if you find a hobby or find something or a workout class or something that you like to do, then most likely there are other people there who also like the same things. And then like, boom, you already have something in common, a common ground where you can start to form a new friendship. So I would say let's, splinter friendships. It's tough, but can we flip the narrative and look at like, okay, so that person's doing that thing in life, but there's got to be other people who are in the same stage as me or as you in that moment. And let's talk about how you can like manifest those or track them in or call them in. So,
yeah.
And I can't say enough how much you should just move. If you're not happy, like move.
Yes.
Like it's just because I was traveling all the time to visit my friends that have moved or were in different cities from Chicago and all that stuff. And because I'm the single one without any family or kids or whatever. And I'm fine with that. But I got to this point where I was like, I could literally go to a different city and visit friends every month and I still wouldn't get to see all my friends because they're so spread out in the US right now.
Yeah.
And now I'm in New York and I see everyone all the time because at some point throughout the year, a lot of people are traveling to New York and now I'm just here and everyone gets to come to me and it's great. So I can maintain those friendships without having to travel. So, you know, there's lots of ways to connect with others. It's just, you got to figure out what works for you and again, set intentions around it. Be, I don't want to say savage with like saying no to things, but be savage about like where you want to spend your time and energy.
Yes. I think it helps you probably to realize what's really important, what friendships feel reciprocal, who makes you feel good. You know what I mean? And evaluate that. And I also think there's nothing wrong with like having like little reminders in your week or building time into your week to reach out to people. Cause I think especially with so many people still working from home, the lines are so blurred between like work and downtime that I think actually we work more than people did when they were physically going somewhere because there was a separation. So it's so easy to get like caught up in your day and not reach out to your friend that lives in a different state or your brother or your, you know, sister-in-law, like whatever, whoever's important to you. And I literally just, cause I also just like have, I have the memory of a goldfish. Like, let's be honest. I literally build time into my week where I have like a little calendar reminder that literally says like, check in with your friends, check in with your family, like whatever it is that's important to me that I really want to make an effort to like reach out. Obviously not for Cindy because she, poor Cindy gets like 10 messages from me a day on everything from like, you know, conspiracy theories to like, should I buy this item on Shopbop?
Yes to the Shopbop things, but no, I love that. I love this because I mean, it may sound a little bit transactional or artificial, but at the same time, if we don't set boundaries around the things that we want to prioritize, like, I don't know about you guys, but then my day goes to shit. Like if I don't set aside time, like block my calendar for something that I really want to do, it does not happen. It does not happen. Yeah. I mean, I sometimes schedule in like washing my hair because I'm like, otherwise I forget and I literally don't have time. And it's a process. Okay. It's a solid 45 minutes to an hour to wash, blow dry, do all the things. So anyways, the same thing with friendships. Like I sometimes schedule in time, like I'm going to call this person when I'm on this walk or doing this or whatever.
Yes.
Like, it may, again, it may sound kind of transactional or a little bit, you know, not authentic, but at the same time, there are so many people and you guys are probably the same way who are pulling on your energy or needing something that if you don't make time for what you want, then you're going to end up doing, being, doing all these obligations for other people and then resenting yourself or, I mean, I get mad at myself all the time because my inner critic's a little loud, but then I get mad and I'm like, I should have done this. Like I need to prioritize it. So I love this journey.
Yeah. I love that. Yeah. It's just, I don't know. I don't think that there's, I view it as like, you know, and I feel like for listeners, if you choose to do this, like I view scheduling in a little bit of time as an, or just a reminder as like, I'm like, I love whoever it is enough to like put it in my calendar as a reoccurring calendar invite. You know what I mean? That like, I want to check in with you. I want to hear about your life. Yeah, because it's just, it's hard. It's so easy to get caught up in your day-to-day. And like, I don't have kids. I just have a standard poodle. But I could only imagine if you had kids, like that's where a lot of your, I'm sure like your quote-unquote free energy is going. Like I literally cannot imagine trying to manage my own day-to-day plus like a bunch of tiny humans. All right, the other thing we wanted to touch on today, obviously, I'm sure everybody has seen this because I feel like it literally broke the internet, is Kate Middleton's diagnosis, which I don't think we ever talked about on the podcast previously, like where she was or like, you know, whatever, but like I feel horrible for her.
So sad.
I feel
It's just
horrible for her. And I don't know what we'll talk about around it, but like I just think it's so crazy. Like first we saw the media frenzy with Harry and Meghan, right? Like mm-hmm. the craziness of Harry and Meghan. And like we hadn't seen Kate, and now we see this craziness around Kate, these crazy rumors. Like I saw there were tons of videos online that were going viral on TikTok saying like, you know, she passed away, like crazy yeah. shit. And I feel like not like you and I, and probably not our listeners, like we forced her to have to come out and make a statement because it got so freaking crazy. And like, meanwhile, this poor woman's going through chemotherapy. I just feel like we couldn't talk about pop culture and not talk about the situation.
Yeah. I mean, I have so many thoughts. The one that I guess I will share here is, yes, I hate what happened in all the social media. And this is where I'm like, sometimes you have to like trust your gut and your intuition. Like when they were saying she was like passed away and all sort of stuff, I'm like, I don't know. Like, you know, when I put it through like my internal like lie detector, yeah. I'm like, this doesn't feel yes. like truth. So I'm like, I didn't share. Normally I'm big on sharing stuff about the Royals. Like I love yes. just this little like tidbit. Yes. And I didn't like every time I went to go share something or make a comment, I was like, I don't know, something feels yes. off. And then of course this announcement came out and I was like, thank yes. God I didn't share anything yes. because it all felt wrong. Like all the things like intuitively, and I was like listening and reading and kind of tuning in. I was like, I can't like, I don't want to like add to this because none of this feels like truth, which of course now it turns out it wasn't, right? But long story short, I just wonder why the firm let this get so out of hand. Mm-hmm. Like if you read Harry's mm-hmm. book and you heard them talk about yes. Oprah and all the things, it's like, how did like the firm controls a lot of the narrative in the yes. news. Like how did they let this get so out of hand where then she was forced to make a video, and where was William in that? Like, I don't know. Cause it's yes. also orchestrated now, at least if you believe, you know, what was said on the yes. things with Harry and Meghan. I guess you could not believe that either, but theoretically, the firm controls a lot supposedly now. And I'm like yeah. now kind of knowing that or realizing that it's like, well, even that was in The Crown, sidebar. It was also in The Crown. Not that The Crown is actual like
yes. fact,
but the firm controls a lot. I'm like, how did they let this get so out of hand? It just makes me so sad for her that she's going through this. And I hope she gets better quickly. And I hope that
yes.
She can get back to full capacity and completely recover. That's, and hopefully the firm won't do this again to her, because I just feel like they let yeah. this get a little out of hand.
No, and I it's horrible too. I feel like it's always the women. Mm-hmm. Like obviously yeah. saw it with Diana, saw it with Meghan,
yep.
saw it, now we're seeing it with Kate.
Yeah.
Like it's always the women. Whereas like when that shit yep. was going down with Prince Andrew, they tried yep. to squash it left and right.
Yep.
And
exactly.
like he literally was like exactly. that was like a horrible, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
So
I totally yeah, agree and with you. I totally agree with you.
The last thing I'll say about this too, and I'm sure I've said this about other things, is like I, for those that are new listeners, I'm a publicist. That's what I do. I own a PR firm, and nothing in the media happens by accident. Nothing happens by accident. And that's always just how I like feel about these things is like,
yeah, what was like I
that
reading?
Photo.
Go ahead.
I just was going to say, when I saw that photo of like her and William, like leaving the grocery store or something, I was like, number one, when have we ever seen a photo of them leaving the grocery store?
Yeah.
And number two, like this was not an accidental thing. This was a planted
yeah. Yeah. thing. Well, that's what I was about to say is somewhere I was reading, and I don't know where it was, but someone was saying like, they were interviewing some PR person or something, and they were basically saying yes, like that was
Molly
planted.
McPherson.
Maybe that's what yeah. it was. It was like, that was planted. Yeah. That wasn't, that leaked and it wasn't supposed to get out
yes.
that they spun. And I was like, oh, and it was just like eye opening.
Yes.
Like someone in PR was like literally admitting like how much they leaked and planted.
Yes.
So, I mean,
yes.
again, this was, again, does not belittle. I'm not belittling what she's going through and it's horrible, but I just think there's,
yeah.
I don't know why they're letting all this happen and go down, but it's crazy. Cause sidebar, just a little shout out to Kate, not that she's ever going to listen to this, but she's a Capricorn. I'm a Capricorn. We do not shy away from like work and showing up to things. I'm like, she's probably like on her deathbed if she's not going to work. You know what I mean? Like, just a shout out. Us Capricorns.
Like, it's legitimate. Like,
it's that was my number one thing that I was like, she's a Capricorn. I'm like, we work our asses off. Like, we do not shy away from work and not showing up to things unless we're like on our deathbed. And turns out she was literally probably like, I mean, they may not honor that, but very sick. So
not well.
Just a sidebar shout out to all those Capricorns out there listening, because you know work hard,
interesting too. Because Lauren O'Connell, the modern astrologer, who, if anybody is listening to See an Astrologer, she is amazing. But she posted this whole series on her stories about Kate Middleton's chart, and it showed like health issues, basically.
Oh, there you go.
I was like, oh my God, that's so interesting. And if Lauren was not like, and she's been open about it on her story, she just moved. I was like, if she was not going through a move, I would have reached out and been like, girl, we need you on the podcast. Talk about this.
Moving
is hard. So
it is hard.
Anyway,
we'll get around. We'll get around in the future. She'll be, don't worry. We'll get her back. Repeat.
Yes. So in our mini episode that we released last week, we had asked listeners to share any signs and symbols they got. So I just wanted to go through and share a couple of these that I thought were super fun. So I guess, and I don't know when it was that it was talked about, and I don't remember it being on Let's Be Honest. So I like have, I'm not sure if this woman is talking about that episode or one of our previous episodes, because I know that we have talked about ladybugs probably in the past. It's a huge sign for me. So basically she said that like she was listening to an episode, heard like somebody talking about a ladybug, asked for a ladybug sign herself. And then she got into her car after, and there was a black and red like bug VW in front of her. And I was like, that's such a fun little sign. And like, I feel like wink, like from the universe.
Yeah. Well, I think maybe this was on the podcast, but I talked about, or I like to talk about where, you know, if you ask for a sign, like, you know, a hot air balloon or a ladybug, you know, it might not be actually see a physical hot air balloon or see a physical ladybug. It might be a picture of a hot air balloon. It might be a picture of a ladybug. It might be a license plate that literally says like ladybug on it. It might be you open up Instagram and it's the first thing that you see that someone posted, right? Like it, a picture of that, or they found one. It's so I just like to offer up that there are other like ways that your loved ones can send you signs versus the actual physical thing you asked for, like being right in front of you, right? It could be written out. It could be a picture. It could be somebody sending you a screenshot of something, you know, there's other ways. So, and it doesn't have to be just for ladybugs or hot air balloons, right? This is for like anything that you're asking for a sign around.
Yes. This other one I really liked, somebody wrote in that they always see the number 13. And she's like, I always basically dreaded seeing the number 13 because I thought it was bad luck. But she said she listened to some of our previous episodes on signs and symbols and realized that it's a positive sign from the universe, which I love. And I also want, I'm sharing this because I also wanted to let listeners know, 13 in the US is like a cult. I almost feel like it's, I don't know if it's rumored, cultural, whatever, but like 13 is quote unquote like a bad sign or an unlucky number. But in Italy, actually, it's viewed as a blessing. That it's a sign from God, that it's a blessing. So wanted to share that. And then this other, like, I guess, sign or like message I wanted to share was somebody wrote in, they heard you on Kristen's podcast and immediately started listening to Slightly Spiritual, which is so great. So happy we can be a resource for people. And she was sharing her sister passed away when she was 12 years old from a traumatic accident. And this gives me goosebumps literally as I'm reading it. Shortly after her passing, I had a very vivid dream that felt real. In the dream, I woke up in my bed because I heard laughing and conversation in the living room. I got up and I went to the living room and my sister was there on the couch alive and well. I was so confused and I remember asking her what she was doing. And she basically just said, I'm fine. Like, don't worry about me. And basically she said, at some point you touched on this in an episode and this woman said she just started like sobbing because she was like, I knew that it was a validation from the universe that my sister was fine. She's like, I never knew that before. So I just thought that that was beautiful.
So cool. I'm just like so happy that everyone's been so positive from the podcast, but then also like putting these things into practice. Like this is the kind of stuff that we talk about on Something Spiritual where it's, you can start today, like start asking for this stuff, like immediately. Like you don't, you know, I would say you don't need me to connect, but like you can start the process on your, not on your own, but like on your own, like today. So it's just fun. I like bringing all these things up to just validate that you can do this too. Like you can ask for the signs, you can get the messages, you can know that you're on the right path too. It's just, it's exciting. It's very exciting to see people like putting into practice. I love it.
It is so exciting. And I had also asked on the Slightly Spiritual story if anybody had any questions. So I just wanted to ask you a couple of those. And this actually, the first question I'm going to ask you, I'm sure we've addressed in previous episodes, but I feel like it's new listeners asking because we routinely got this in DMs over the last week. And then somebody submitted it in the question box. They keep seeing the number either 111 or 1111. And people are just curious, like, what does that number mean? What does that sign mean?
Yeah. So 1111 is essentially like make a wish. It's about the universe basically saying they're listening to you. Like, what do you want? Ones are about new beginnings, fresh start. That's why when you make a wish on like 1111, it's like you're like extra, it's like a extra potent way of like setting an intention around what you want, right? Yeah. 111 or 111, I always like to think of as like watch your thoughts, like keep them focused on what you want. It's also about being in alignment with like your highest truth or like your soul. So a lot of people ask me like, well, how do I know if it's my ego or my soul talking or like my intuition versus my mind making it up, right? Like even when you're seeing signs, but 111 or 1111 are essentially saying like, no, you're in alignment. Like it's coming from your soul. This is something that's like on your path or meant to be or part of your destiny, right?
Yeah.
And so that's where people would be like, it's not necessarily a specific like topic. It's just like whatever you were just thinking about or asking about or whatever's on your mind lately, like you're trying to get a new job or you're trying to get pregnant or you're trying to move to a new city or you're trying to meet your partner. When you're seeing 111 or 1111, it's a sign like you're on the right path. Like stay with those intentions. It's in alignment. It's going to happen.
Another question that we got was I thought this was interesting. Why do certain people keep appearing in my dreams when they are not past?
Oh, do you think they were talking about like someone who's still alive?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Well, I'm going to address this in two ways because I feel like I need to since we're going into Mercury retrograde. When are all of the exes pop up? So if this person or if you are thinking and you're like, oh my God, I dream about my ex all the time. No.
Stop
No, that is stop it. That is, I mean, you can't stop it because it's a dream, right? But that does not mean you're supposed to get back together with your ex. Okay. Mercury retrograde, which we can talk about in the next episode. Well, I think most people are kind of aware, but long story short, exes come out of the woodworks. They come up in dreams. It is not an invitation to reach out to them. Okay. So if this person asked that question about an ex, that is in heart. I'm going to say, no, you do not go back to that person.
Decline.
Yeah. but in actuality, so if it is an ex that you're dreaming about or something like that, or an ex best friend or an ex whatever, it can just mean that they're thinking of you, but again, it doesn't necessarily mean you need to reach out. It can also just mean there's still a cord or a string attached, or there's something coming up in your day-to-day life now that you're releasing. And it also may be like a lesson or a theme. Like I'm trying to think of one for me, like, maybe it's about being worthy or not settling. Yes. Right. And maybe you're like not settling in a job, but then you have a dream about an ex where you also didn't settle in that relationship. Right. Yes. Like that's why the ex might show up, because it's like a theme that's coming up for healing. That's been maybe a pattern in your past and you're healing it. Right. Or again, that they're thinking about you, but you don't need to reach out. If it's a family member or friend that you enjoy, who you like enjoy their company, or you really like them and they're showing up in a dream, that again could mean that they're thinking about you. Or it's often how our mind processes something is we'll bring someone in that we trust to help us process something in our waking state. So I'd be so curious, like, what were you guys talking about? What were they telling you? It's probably like a message from your subconscious in a friendly way from someone that you do trust, telling you to go do X, Y, Z or whatever. So it kind of depends on like what person they're referencing in the dream and like how they're showing up. But I feel like that's a high level.
Makes sense. I feel like you hit all the good points. I did not even think about the X thing, but
you gotta watch out for that. Yeah, I mean, we're moving into Mercury retrograde, so it's coming November. In hot, and I just have to say that so that everyone who has dreams about their exes in the next few weeks does not feel like they have to reach out to them.
Does not make any bad decisions.
Yeah.
No bad decisions around your ex. Next question is, do you have any quick tips for approaching this eclipse season?
I mean, I could talk a whole episode on this. The biggest thing for this eclipse season feels like it's moving very fast. So I would say trust anything that comes in out of left field. Trust stuff that's showing up that you planted like a long time ago, even if it's coming back around, you know, now, like new things. And I mean, we already talked about this, but it's so fitting that we were talking about boundaries with our time and prioritizing, like, if you want to hang out with friends or you want to get back into workout routine or you're wanting this eclipse season is you got to be real savage with your boundaries, especially these next few weeks.
Yes.
So that would be the other, those like three, and cleaning things out, like, cleaning out a closet, cleaning out your like limiting beliefs, cleaning out your car, like just cleaning out and creating a little space for some new stuff to come in. So even if you don't have a lot of time for manifesting or meditating or pulling cards or journaling, which I would also highly recommend all those things during eclipse season, but even if you don't have time, like clean out a part of your home so you feel like happy when you're walking into that room or walking into your car or opening your pantry in the kitchen or whatever. Just doing that can even help like raise your vibration and then be able to like bring in things quicker.
I love that. You're saying that as I literally also, you guys, I feel like Paige and Amanda from Summer House. So I literally am recording this episode in bed. But I'm sitting in my bed looking at, you know how we all have that one chair in our room that just you pile things on and you're like, I don't even know how it happens, but I feel like it's just like a universal law that we all have that chair. I'm just looking at this chair and it literally is like full to the brim just with like stuff. I'm like, okay, maybe this, I need to clean this
clean
chair
up,
off.
Clean up your junk chair that you throw everything on. Yeah, yes, clean, do that. Clean. Do that. So even that's if you everyone's just homework.
Clean your junk chair. I'm like, it's all clean clothes. Like what?
Same.
Why is this chair full?
I don't understand. I don't understand why the clothes don't make it back in the closet. I try so hard and it just doesn't. They come off the dryer rack and go back on my body and that's the end of that.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like it almost, the shit chair almost makes my life easier. Clean jeans, clean a clean bra, a clean t-shirt. Don't even have to open a drawer. So easy.
Oh, we're doing a slightly spiritual sleepover and clean your shit chair. Those are the themes.
Yeah.
To recap.
Those are the themes. That's what you're taking away from this episode.
That's what you're taking away from this episode. It's okay to have adult sleepovers and clean your shit chair.
Last question I wanted to touch on because I feel like this theme came up a lot and I actually have something to add to it. Somebody asked, how will you know when you've found the one? So
yeah, you're probably better at answering this than I am because you have your amazing husband. I will
also let you answer this. But I feel like, so I'm married. My husband and I have been together for almost, it'll be 10 years this year. We've been married for almost 7, which is crazy to think about. But I was that classic, like, pain in the ass woman that was like, I'm never getting married. I'm, you know, whatever, like strong, independent woman, which is great. And then I met my husband on our first date. I told him I'm never getting married. I'm never having kids. And somehow that didn't scare him off. But I just knew like he was the one, like it just was such a gut feeling that he was the one. And then ultimately he really wanted to get married. It was super important to him. And I kind of was like, well, we're going to be together. Like, it doesn't really matter to me whether we're married or not. It's like, we got married. But I really feel like when you meet the one, you feel like you're not compromising on what you want or what you've been looking for. There's no questioning about whether they're the one. It just, it's a gut feeling. You just know. And I don't know if that's helpful or not, but like, don't make it this huge thing. Just check in with yourself and ask yourself, like, am I happy? Am I joyful? Am I fulfilled with this person? Do they bring joy into my life? And like, if the answer is yes, then like, they probably are the one, you know? So I just wanted to address that. So that's how I feel.
I mean, again, you're better well-versed that this than I am, because I have not met my person, but I will just speak to it from a perspective of other things that I have that are really important in my life, which is, if you have to question it, then it's probably not it. Like in times in life when I've had to make decisions, like even just moving last year, once I like had it and I was like, I want to go back to New York. I didn't ask. I didn't crowdsource. I didn't pull all my friends. I didn't. I was just like, this is what I'm doing. It just feels like the right thing. I just trust in my gut. And so again, I haven't met my person yet, but I would anticipate that when I do meet them, that's how it feels. I don't need to poll a bunch of people. I'm not going to need to crowdsource. I'm not going to be questioning it every 5 seconds. Is it the right thing to do? I'm just going to be like, no, I feel this is, I got to do this next. This is what I'm going to do next. So anyone who's out there like making any major decision, I feel like that's kind of a way that I always sell. If I'm like starting to ask a lot of people or like trying to get a lot of people's opinions, I'm like, wait a minute, why do I care more about what other people think than what I think? That means that I'm not, then it's not right. I feel like then it's not right. I'm trying to convince myself that it's right.
Yes. Just like seeking external validation.
Exactly.
Well, I think that's a great note to end on. Thank you guys so much for listening. Once again, if you have any questions, feel free to DM us on Instagram. And if you enjoy listening to Slightly Spiritual, please subscribe on iTunes and leave us a review, hopefully 5 stars, and some words about what you like from the podcast, so that we can reach more people and bring spirituality into their life. Thanks for joining us today. We will see you next week. Bye, guys.
Bye.